this is Pearl Lamb Podcast. I'm here in Seoul, sitting beside one of my favorite person, Koo Ho.
Hi, my name is Koo Ho Chung. I live in Seoul, Korea. I work as a creative director in many different fields, from fashion to cosmetic and food and beverages, performance art, and I mean, I go for whatever that I'm interested in.
One of the reasons why I invited Koo Ho is because I think creativity, I always say that creativity has no limits. And one of the biggest examples is Koo Ho. So Koo, let's start, because I love when I first hear about you owning this bar and where you have, you're so decadent, you have flowers. Can you tell people about this bar, which I, you know, when I heard about it, I really wish that I would have gone to this bar you own.
Right after I graduated from Parsons, and I worked for the company called Book of the Month Club, it's a New York Times publication company. And I worked there for a couple of years, and the work is not expected, and it was a little bit boring for me. I need more active life, so I think about myself, what can I do to make me some cash and make I can enjoy the life. So, but only the something that I really like to do is cooking. So I start opening small restaurant in village, and I had that restaurant for 2 years and very successfully. After that, I decide to have some social with the people because I don't have a lot of people at that time that I'm going out with. So I open up a small bar on 56th Street between 5th and 6th. It's called Rose City. And because I want some very precious people should come and enjoy the social life. So I import about 50,000 dry roses from Denmark, and I cut up the bulb and I place it on the wall with the cement. So that place become a Rose City, and I had a bar for almost 3 years, and that was when I was 27.
And I was told that all the who's in the Korean society all came to your bar because it became such a must-visit place. Was that right?
It was very popular. And because at that time, I was in New York for more than 10 years. I don't know a lot of Korean people. But now I know they are all very famous businessmen and actor, actresses, influential people were there. And I came back to Seoul in 1996. And people that I meet and know here, 80% are from that bar.
From that bar.
Yes.
I love it. So your name being a Korean attracted a lot of well-traveled Korean going to New York. They must stop at your bar.
Yes, yes. Most of the people, they came to visit to New York. They came to my bar, and it was 1994-3, but I made a security camera at that time. And everybody has to ring the bell, and I have to see the camera whether I like it or not.
Oh, you're like a bouncer.
If I like the person, I open the door, and if I don't, I don't open the door.
And then you told me that when you first returned to Korea, and because you met these people, the Samsung people in New York, immediately they asked you to do a fashion line.
Yeah. In the beginning, actually, I came to Korea to open up the restaurant because I was so good at restaurant and bar.
Yeah, because you're a foodie.
Yeah.
In 4 days, she went to Hong Kong, and each day we were talking about he has eaten 40 to 50 dishes each day for 4 days. We're just talking about this obsession about food because I'm a foodie as well.
I love Chinese food. Maybe I wasn't Chinese in my past life, but I just enjoy Chinese food.
So at the time you were returning to Seoul to open a restaurant.
Some kind of a Korean fusion restaurant at that time, when it wasn't fusion restaurant. But I was thinking at that time in Korea, I mean, fusion was a little bit too early, I thought. So I decided to learn French food. I want to do the real French restaurant at the time. So I went back to Australia, Sydney, to learn French. So I went to Cordon Bleu in Australia.
Why Australia?
Because, I mean, it's easier for me to stay. I can speak English. I don't speak French. So and nearby, and I like fusion Australian food.
So. Oh, Australian fusion food is excellent. It's the most amazing.
I was there for 6 months to learn cuisine and pastry. I came back. Then I decided to open the fashion brand because I love fashion. Suddenly. So I just changed my goal and opened up my own boutique.
Oh, so you were initially opening a restaurant. Uh-huh. Therefore, you went to Cordon Bleu and you decided to come back and you changed completely. No restaurant. You designed clothes.
Actually, I was trying to stay in Seoul for 2 months, and after 2 months, I was going to go to Paris to have high chef courses, to finish the whole courses. And suddenly I just changed my mind because I love fashion. I should do what I like to do. So
I just... So you came back and
started my boutique.
Wow. So you study fashion design, right?
Oh, I study communication design. So
how did you do fashion?
So after I decided to become a fashion designer, I took one classes in S-Mode in Seoul.
I don't believe you.
Summer class, 1 month classes. I become a fashion designer. I took draping classes for the summertime, and then I launched the brand.
And then you started this, and did you design the whole fashion line?
Oh, yes. I did my own design. I did my own patterns, three-dimensional pattern I like to do. And I have, of course, I have some
assistant. Yeah. Wow. And was it a success? I was told that it was a success, and that's why Samsung bought it, right?
It was very successful in the beginning. And right after I opened up the boutique, the IMF came in Seoul. So there was no one who opening a new brand. And I'm the only one who was starting the new brand. So everybody was like looking at me, who's this guy just opening up the business in this period of time? And then everybody's interested in my brand. And I had to collaborate with a couple of other company. And a few years later, Samsung offered me to come to join the Samsung fashion and start a women's wear division. Yeah.
You never planned to be a fashion designer, and then by default, you became a fashion designer.
I just love to buy fashion, but...
And then you create fashion.
Oh, yes. After.
So what makes you successful when you don't even have a background? So you must have really good taste. You must know about... You must understand the trend.
The trend that I can, because when I was in New York, I didn't learn fashion, but I love fashion. I will go to the fashion boutique every single day, even if I don't buy them. I just go walk through, try to wear them, and I still memorize from fashion from 1984 to now, which designers are doing what, which designers are doing what. It's all in my head. Yeah.
I.e., you were influenced by these Western designers to create your own line.
But after trying to wear them, see them, and I found out there's some fashions lasting longer than the other kind. So I was wondering, why is there? What's the difference in between? And then I decided to do, let's create something very modern but very classic. Classic-based contemporary, which can last longer, doesn't go into the trend. So...
But for me, this is pretty amazing. You never even have that background. And then you became a creative director of the Samsung fashion, the whole thing. It's just like you created some clothes, you set up your labels, it was selling. The next thing, you're in the top spot of one of the biggest company.
Yeah, I was lucky, maybe.
It's amazing. No, I think you're very creative. Your creativity has no boundaries. Then next thing, You create another line called Hessa, right?
Yes, yes.
Hessa, but why do you need to create another line?
Actually, while I was working in Samsung, I directed 12 different brands. People don't know of, but I was renewing and creating like 12 different brands. And like three biggest ones was the Kuho, of course, but the other one was Le Beige. It's for the little bit mature lady. And then after that, I was trying to go into the Paris collection and New York collection, the global market, expand the global market. So we decided to have a different name for the global market, which is more high-end experimental line. So we decided to call it Hexa by Kuho. It did for quite well for six years. And then I decided to come out from the fashion, trying to study my own creativity.
Yeah, this is what I'm very interested in. Because from fashion, then you jump, and then you became an artistic director of dance, opera, and all that. And what also amazes me is you have this strong passion and interest in traditions,
yes,
in Korean tradition dance, in Korean tradition costumes. And how did you have the confidence to do that? Second is, you know, to have someone to give you that platform, that opportunity, you must be a very good sales.
I mean, that actually people think of me, the fashion, I started fashion first, but actually the truth is I start performance first. When I was in New York, all of my friends around me, they are choreographers who are studying in New York. So I have a bunch of crowd for the dance part, and I decided to go to their performance and starting to get involved with their costume, their stage design. So I involved with their dance project in 1992, since 1992, which is much faster than fashion. But after I come back to Korea, after I open up the boutique and working for Samsung, the people were still all asking me for the project, dance project. So I did it on side work. But I mean, Samsung is such a great company, good benefit. But if I stay there, that's it for my life. There won't be any variety of creativity I can go for.
So because everything becomes very commercial.
And I decide, after 10 years of Samsung, I decide to independently work by myself. So,
but it's not independent, but because you create your art pieces. And by the way, you are a great art collector, but you also create your art pieces. You do dance, you do performance art. What is your limit? And just now you even told me you're directing a TV series with Netflix. There's no limits about you.
All my close friends say, what are you going to be when you get old? I say, why do I have to decide? I want to explore myself. I call myself explorer. I go for my curiosity. I don't want to be doctor or lawyer or artist. I mean, one title is for me is a little bit boring. Whatever I can explore, I love to explore, and I like to study and have experience with their field. So at the end, I don't have any goal.
So when you first started to create the dance I saw for Paradise, I mean, it's very tradition. So did you need to study all the traditions in all the... Because what is amazing about you is you contemporized all the traditions so that when people who doesn't, like me, who has no knowledge about Korean traditions, you feel that you're connected.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Because people used to say, if you live in foreign country, you become patriotic. Because when I lived in U.S., I mean, I tried to find my identity because everybody's saying, what's Koreans are different from all the other Asia? So I started to learn a little bit about our tradition. So, and on the other hand, I always said, if one country's culture has to be mature, three different kind of people has to exist. One is people who are focused on tradition only. They're trying to keep the tradition. They have to modernize tradition. And the third person, group of person, should create something totally new. And I always think myself in middle person.
I think you have got a combination of the three.
But I have to find a route and communicate in this time of the language. Because I'm trying to communicate the present language and present audience. So trying to get a motivation from the tradition and trying to translate into the modern language. That's the work that I'm trying to do.
And also, I remember I visited one of the gallery where you use the traditional idea of a Korean cabinet, and then you remade a piece, and it was three pieces there, or two pieces. It was really strong.
I mean, because when you think about all the traditional things, there's a lot of great value of tradition. But some of the traditions are not worth to use it in this time of the modern time. Some of them disappear, some of them get wasted. And I feel so bad about getting those skills get wasted. So to try to bring that traditional skill into the modern object. So I try to modernize all this traditional craftsmanship. That's why I decided to do the installation work for my own.
Recently, the K-culture has invaded the world. All right. You know, it started with Asia first. We love to watch K-drama.
Yeah,
I mean, all my Hong Kong friends is addicted to K-drama. So then next thing, K-pop. I mean, with Mickey Lee, with this K-pop festival in LA, it just spread the K-pop. Then all of a sudden we saw from Netflix, there is all the K-drama and K-movie, because I remember the first one I saw abroad is The Handmaiden Tale. And the next thing is Parasite.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think, and of course,
Squid Game.
Squid Game, killing wolf blood. and then of course, Korean food is everywhere now, right? So do you think that the strong of the K culture just does help you to elevate your career? Because you just did a big thing in a big do in New York, right?
Of course.
And in New York, what was it that you were doing in the Lincoln Center? Can you tell the audience about it?
There's the performance that I create. There's one performance we'll call One Dance, which used to be dance in front of the king to pray for the ancestor. And for me, there was a very modern form of the Korean dance. So I picked that in, rearranged it, and we had a performance for the Korea. And then we went to Lincoln Center last year.
Last September
to have a performance. And we had a great hit. All the tickets are sold out. And I was quite wonder whether they will understand it.
Did they understand?
Yeah, they had very good review. And they never saw such an accurate, beautiful performance.
And how about the costume? Do you create a costume?
Yeah, I create a costume, stage and everything. And I was telling them, because you know all the K-pop and K-movie, this pop culture of Korea. But when you think about it, all this pop culture came from
the tradition.
So
yeah.
What I'm trying to see is where this pop culture came from, the original form of the Korean culture that I'm trying to show you. And that's what I was trying to say to them. Yeah.
Wow. And then there's, I mean, I'm sure that in America they are very interested
in
a different culture. But how long was this dance?
We had a four performance before
night.
Only four? And I mean, they loved it. The review was, for me, I was quite moved by their review, because they have been seeing many different cultural performance, but it's the most modern form of the traditional performance they saw, they said.
So when you do a dance, what is the difference between a Korean traditional dance compared to you know, in the West, there's a lot of modern dance, right?
There's two very, very big difference in Korean dance and other modern dance, because other modern dance usually dance with a count. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Yeah,
you use the count. But Korean dance, we go with the breathing. So like how say you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. That's this tempo they have to follow. So every step they make, it has to involve with the breathing.
Right.
So it's totally different move in a way. Yeah.
I'm really touched that in the West they can appreciate a foreign culture. So diversity works.
Oh yes, I was so happy they understood what we are trying to do, and they said this traditional form can be modern. So.
But you do a lot of things. It's about a cross-cultural dialogue, which is something that I'm deeply interested, because you will bring a very traditional a dance, costumes, and then you contemporize and you bring it to the West.
Yeah, because I'm a person who are in the middle of evolving Korean culture. I'm the person who are trying to evolve, developing traditional Korean culture into the modern world.
Okay, let's talk about the old Korean culture. I mean, the old Korean culture is actually rooted from China, right?
Yes, yeah.
And rooted from China. But nowadays, Chinese has actually forgotten their old culture. Now they're trying to find back. And I always said that if we want to know about Taoism, Confucianism, we have to either go to Japan or Korea, because you are more Confucius than the Chinese. But with a younger generation, with the K-pop culture, have this all been disappear? I mean, is it disappearing?
No, but still the young people, they are trying to find their root. Some of the K-pop artists like Big Bang, or just artists individually, when they do the individual work, they were trying to collaborate with the traditional music, traditional method.
Really?
Yes, of course. There's one of them is there was a very famous performance by the Big Bang members, and it was a it's about the traditional performance, like how can I say, marching performance to the king, and he created that into the rap performance.
Isn't that amazing? But
so they're trying to find their root somehow.
You in the younger generation, like the K-pop crowd?
They think the originality is very important for them, and of course the best way to find the originality is you're finding your own root.
Wow, yeah, because, you know, we are always talking about, in France, we have the cultural minister during the Mitterrand time, Jack Lang. They come up with a word called French culture. So it's really, really ingrained in and into French. Japan is very rooted to and to the culture. But in Japan, either you go really to the extreme of the underground culture of the pop. You don't have like the mainstream contemporary culture, because everybody is still very Confucius, very Taoist, and very traditional. But all of a sudden, you have Korea. Korea, this contemporary culture is just spreading.
Yes.
Spreading, but I never knew that they are still being influenced by traditions, which is something very...
They're always trying to explore them. They were trying to experiment with their new subject, new material. So, I mean, when you think about Korean drama, movie, the method and story bases are very interesting, never seen before. And they're always trying to find some little thing. Like when you see the Squid Game, those games are very traditional Korean. I mean, I did it when I was 5, 6
really,
years old, the same games.
Your new project, which you just now, you told me, I think you should share with the audience about your Netflix.
Oh, Actually, I'm writing a scenario for the TV series.
You are all talented by everything.
And this series is gonna be based in Lee Dynasty, Korea. And it's all about the food because I love food. So the main character will be the genius chef with the absolute taste king. They are like arguing each other. And I almost finished with the script, and we're gonna be on production in this year, trying to be in Netflix original, but we have to see. We haven't decided yet, but we are talking.
So your new Netflix movie is also during the Leading Dynasty. That's what you were
It's
saying.
gonna be a very contemporary period film, but the base in Lee Dynasty period, and all it's a It's about the food, and all the foods are the came from the original like royal cuisine, but I will change it into the modern version of the royal cuisine.
I mean, I always see you, Kyukuho, is embracing of all Korean culture. And by the way, audience, he does K-pop dancing as exercise every day because he loves food and he does K-pop dancing. So you do, my God, you do fashion, choreographing, and choreographing, not just that, even opera, right?
Oh yes, I did opera, ballet, modern dance,
Modern
traditional dance.
dance, and then you take all the costumes, old costume, and contemporize it. And now you're doing TV and movies. What else are you missing? Food, of course. How about music?
Oh, actually, one of my bucket lists are having a like my own song came out.
Oh my God.
So early this year, I did release my first song in not my name, in different name. My goal is trying to create a three different optional character that I trying to keep bring in. And at the end of this month, I have a second song recording.
Wow. Wow. Where can we find that?
You can find YouTube or
Okay.
Melon in Korean music
Okay.
side.
So what is your pseudo name? Do you put Kuho?
Yu Eun Ho?
New.
Yu Eun Ho.
Yu Yun Ho. So YOU?
Yu
YU? You.
Yu
EU.
EN?
EUN.
Yuen
EN.
HO.
HO.
It's a combined name with the three people,
Oh.
the composer, writer, and singer.
Okay, so audience, please download. So I'm going to download next thing. And then, is there another project that you're working?
Yes. Also, there's another project called Physical 100, which is a very popular, the muscle man's like a fighting project. It's a big hit. In the season three, they were trying to do Asian Physical 100. So they will invite like 12 different Asian muscle men to join and play game together. And I decide they invite me for all the styling and designing, fashion design.
Nonstop, nonstop.
Why
Okay,
not?
when the young people come to your school, what are you going to encourage them?
Only thing that I will say today, find what you like and go for
Hey, but you cannot, because sometimes
it.
you find what you like, but that's bread them. They don't earn enough to support themselves. Then
That's
what?
true. I mean, for
I mean,
me,
passion and career, sometimes it doesn't
that's
intersect.
true. But I mean, it was for me, it's the same. I mean, but you have to have something that you really, really like. So in that purpose, you can't do any other work to support that what you like. So I mean, that's what I did also. I did all this company work, those to bring up the cash for me to work on what I like to do. And but if you like sort of consistently doing that, you become an expert in that what you do like to do. So the money
Wow.
comes later.
So now, what is it? I mean, after all these works, are you going back to become a chef?
Food.
Yeah, because food is in your life. It surrounded you.
Yeah, I love cooking. I love like eating, but the food is like, it's my friend, not a work, not a hobby. It's my friend, something that really make me happy. So I'm not going to be as a food as my occupation, but I would love to invite, when I retire, I love to invite every friend, every month have a food party.
Wow. My place.
You are invited.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming. I'm a foodie. Thank you, Cole, for such a wonderful session. A man that embraces all talent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.